Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori and me, will invite a bookish guest to share their favorite book recommendation. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. Today, our guest is Tetch. Tetch, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, well, thank you so much for having me, Laura. I have always loved to read ever since I can remember. When I was younger, I read Goosebumps, and then probably when I was in high school, I started to read more mature books, Stephen King, that kind of stuff. And then I discovered romance when I was probably just entering college. And ever since then, that's what I've been reading. And so I am a pharmacist by day. I have two little kids. So there's a long period where I wasn't reading at all when I was in grad school. And then, of course, when I had my kids, because you're just so sleep deprived, you have no time to read. And so I just kind of got back into it just recently. So that's me.
I love it. Yeah, I've been a reader for most of my life, but I've been a romance reader since 2017. That's when I discovered romance. I think 2016, 2017, it's around that time. But there were times I was a reader, but there were times because school, work, or different responsibilities, I didn't read. And it was one of those things where it's like I didn't realize until I discovered it again. I was like, it makes such a difference once I read a book. Like, there's an impact that I feel better about it.
I agree with you. And I, like, my husband has always, ever since he's known me, we've been together for almost 20 years now, I've always read books. He's like, there must be a record for you because you read books so fast.
I know.
Like, we all do, right? A lot of us do. We just read really quickly. And he asked me the other day, he said, don't you ever get sick of reading the same type of book, like meaning romance books, because that's all I've ever read since I've known him. I'm like, no, like I don't ever get sick of it. I love the genre so much. I don't ever get sick of reading it.
I know. I love the genre. Like when I discovered it, I was like amazed to the world. So my reading story is that I actually in 2016, I had another podcast and I had a guest come talk about reading. And I was like, oh, that sounds like fun because I read, but I didn't read. I'd call it professionally how I read now, but at the time I didn't read it that way. And I was like, oh, this is like fun. And she mentioned BookTube. And so I was like, okay, let me see what it's all about. And I got all these book recommendations for YA books and I started reading them. And I was like, okay, like this is fun. This is engaging. But then I discovered New Adult and I was like, hold on, let me see what it's all about. And that opened up the world to romance. And I was like, where I've been missing. So yeah. It's been like once I got the new role, then I went to every list that was available for that genre. And then I was like, I like this author, I like this author, and I'm just gonna keep reading series and backlists and titles. And I discovered that I can read romance in a day. And that was a sense of accomplishment that you can just accomplish. You're like, I'm done with the book in a day.
It is, because it's like, wow, you know, like especially when you're really drawn into a book and you just can't stop reading it. And I love that. It just takes you away, you know. Yeah. So I'm so happy to be back with my love for reading and that I get time to do it now that my kids are a little bit older.
Yeah. So what type of romance do you read? Or what's your go-to romance genre?
So my go-to is always, now is contemporary. I love contemporary romance. I love it. And I just recently discovered historical romance, probably last year. I started with Lisa Kleypas because I had seen her books everywhere and I was like, who is this author and what are her books about, you know? And so I just picked up, I think it was her Wallflower series. I picked up one of them. It wasn't even in order. I always read out of order. Sometimes people are like, what? How can you read out of order? But I read one of her historical romances, and I fell in love. And so I'll try to do, I do probably 80 to 85% contemporary, and then I'll throw in a historical now and then. So it's mainly contemporary is my go-to. I love contemporary rom-coms, that kind of stuff. I used to read a lot of like Nora Roberts, Sandra Brown, Linda Howard. Those are more like suspenseful romance, I guess you would call them. Mm-hmm. But I think I burnt myself out on that. So now I'm more contemporary.
Yeah, I'm all about contemporary. For me, it's all about it. And I love series and I love diving into it, and I do read them in order. I need to know what's going to happen. I need to know the backstory of each person. So it's like, if I read them in order, then I get to get the treat of saying, oh, I saw this character again. Let me get the update. Yes. So... but then I discovered historical romance like literally last week, and I've been like into it. Yeah, like I had to read a couple of books for the podcast because I'm interviewing a few guests and their authors, and they gave me the arcs to read them, and they happened to be historical romance. And I was like, in my head before reading them, I was like, this is not for me. I hate this. Why am I reading this? And then I got into the story and I was like, I have to keep reading this. This is so good.
Yes. I love like authors who like in the contemporary, like they have strong women, you know. I love a strong heroine. You think of like historically, like, oh, it's gonna be poor me or whatever. You know what I mean? Like whatever your misconceived notion is. But when an author surprises you and you're like, oh my God, this is so good, you can almost forget that you're reading historical, you know. Sarah McLean does that for me too in a lot of her books. She's like that as well.
Yeah, Sarah McLean is going to be the next one that I'm reading. I think I'm like starting to dive into it. And I'm like, I got a backlist of books that I can dive into it. So
I just discovered her like literally probably a month or two ago from Bookstagram. Somebody posted The Wicked, Wicked and the Wallflower. That's her new Cyber Knuckle Bastard series. Yeah. And so I read that first one and I just fell in love with it. And now I need to go back and read like everything that she's written. I'm going to go get her backlist and start reading it too.
Yeah, I love discovering new authors and then discovering that they have multiple books. And that's one thing about Love or Romance is that they publish more frequently. And so there's multiple books that you can dive into it. So you have like enough material for a lifetime.
Yes, exactly. And so I love doing that. So before like Bookstagram, you know, because I just discovered Bookstagram very recently. And before that, like if I found an author that I like loved, I would immediately read like literally everything that they had ever written. I would just go down, I'd go online, I'd find, you know, somehow a list of all the books they've ever written and just start checking it off because, you know, I didn't have a lot of recommendations, and I don't have a lot of friends that read romance that would, you know, tell me, oh yeah, this is a favorite author of mine, check them out, you know? But now, you know, like you said, there's a lot of arcs and other books that we can read too. So
yeah,
makes it fun.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. I think one of the reasons why I started this podcast was because I wanted to get book recommendations, and then you know, within the romance community, it was great. Like, I was like picking people. I'm like, the podcast, when I talk about romance, it doesn't do as well as other topics. But for me, it's self-serving because I'm like, I just want recommendations. Like, I want to know what books you like, what authors I should check out. Like, I didn't know about historical romance or paranormal romance, which I have not even dived into those. But I have a list of recommendations from other people that I know who are within the community. And that's kind of neat to be connected within the bookish community, is to know like other people can tell you what book you should read next.
Yeah, this is really fun. I'm so happy that you told me about this. I went back and I listened to a few of your other podcasts. So it's really fun, like you said, to get other recommendations and see how people came to have their love of, you know, books, whatever kind of books it might be. So it's really, it's a lot of fun, even for us as the listeners, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of fun to be like, oh, that book I should read back. So this one's, this one's getting hot dog.
Or I've read that book, you know? So it's so fun to connect. with people that have read the same books as you.
Yeah, or if you need support system, because there's books that you just get you a book hangover, then you know there's a community out there for you.
Yes, exactly. So that's kind of how my last month was a little bit like that. I didn't get a lot of reading done, or as much as I thought I was going to get done. Mm. Yeah.
So now let's get to a round of book recommendations. So, Tash, which three books you read this month that you would recommend?
Okay. This month as in August or this month July?
Both. July. One of our most recent books, I think.
Okay. So when in July, like I was saying, I didn't get as much reading done as I would have liked to. And the books that I read were, they were good, but they weren't like just super wowed me. You know, sometimes you have months where they're just like, okay, like that was a good book, you know? But recently I read The Prenup by Lauren Lane, and I absolutely love that book. I absolutely love that book. So that was a really, really good one. And then Brazen and the Beast by Sarah McLean. That was another good one that I read recently. And then also I read Handle with Care by Helena Hunting a couple of days ago. I did. I read it in like a day. It was so good. It was so good. That might be like that one in Hooking Up in the Checking Up series are probably my favorite. It was so good.
Yeah, I love Ren. I love that she was a strong heroine and she didn't take shit from anyone.
I loved her. And how she put Armstrong in a headlock, I was laughing my ass off because I was like, what? Like, this is so awesome. And how you see Lincoln's reaction and he's just like, okay, like, she's cool now. I like her. I can trust her, you know? Yeah. So, it was such a fun book, and I love the trust that they had in one another, you know, mm-hmm. and there wasn't any miscommunication, and they were there for each other, and she just wrote two really, really good characters, so that was probably, those three are probably the top three books that I've read in the past month or month and a half, whatever it might be.
Yeah, I love The Prenup. I love that it was slow burn. And I remember telling Lauren because I got to meet her and I was like, it worked for me. Like their books are slow burn. That doesn't work for me, but this one worked for me because there was enough banter. There was enough action that it made sense why it was slow burn. And it was fine that it was not seamy. I love the five epilogues. Like that was actually like, it makes it seem like, you know, it was an epic romance. So I really love The Prenup.
I love The Prenup too. And I was a little, I'll be honest, I was a little hesitant to start it because I know that Lauren Lane had put on her Instagram that, you know, people weren't liking it or there wasn't enough steam or that she was getting some backlash, you know? And so I was like, oh gosh, like maybe it's just going to be like a, you know, just a sweet kind of romance type thing, a little fluffy romance. But I should have known better. I should always have faith in Lauren Lane because she's just amazing. And that book, just like you said, it had enough angst. It had enough to make you feel. I mean, I don't know, Laura, if you're a crier. When you read books, I am. I cry a lot. So like this one had tears coming down my face because I felt so deeply for these characters, you know?
Yeah, I didn't cry. I'm not a crier. I think I cried sporadically, but yeah, I felt I was so happy when they got together. I was like, oh, finally, they got together.
Yes, exactly. And like you said, it had enough to keep you wanting to read it and keep on coming back. So I really liked that one. It was really good.
I love it. So, which book has been your biggest surprise this year?
So like you said, how you had started reading young adult and then new adult books. I'm in my mid thirties. I can say that, right? So I don't really read a lot of, new adult or young adult romances anymore. Right. And so, we were in that, the group, the buddy read group when we were reading The Deal by L. Kennedy. And I was like, I don't know if I'm going to like this, I'm not sure. But then I read that book and I loved it. So The Deal was definitely a surprise for me, a good surprise. I love that book. That's probably one of my favorites in this past year. And then also Fix Her Up. Fix Her Up was a surprise for me because I hadn't really read any Tessa Bailey. And based on the cover, it looks like it's going to be like a sweet, you know, rom-com or sweet romantic story. And then it's just full of so much heat. And I loved it. I just totally binged that book so fast. And also The Hating Game, because I don't know where I was when that came out. I had no idea that. Obviously, I wasn't around. So I didn't even know who Sally Thorne was or what this book was about. And I was hesitant once again because it was a, you know, everybody's read it and it's so good. And I was like, I don't know if I'm going to like it, you know? And so I borrowed it from the library and I loved that one. It was so good. And of course, my first Shacking Up book, Shacking Up by Helena Hunting, part of that series, I read that this year. And so that was a surprise because I don't think, I think I had read one of Helena Hunting's books last year, but I didn't really know who she was. She was a new to me author and I didn't immediately check out any of the other books. So Stacking Up was a good one for me. And then of course, Christina Lauren's The Unhoneymooners. I read Love and Other Words last year.
Okay.
But that's a young adult book, right? And so yeah. I read that last year and loved it. But once again, I didn't really pick up anything else from her. I don't know why, but I got to prove that arc. Through NetGalley, and I was like, what? Like, I got it approved at Christina Lauren. Oh, that was my first one that I was approved by them because I was denied, like, every other one from them. And so I got that book, and I swear to God, I read it in one day. I literally read it. Like, I got approved, and then I got it that morning, and I by the evening, I was already done with it. So that was – those are my surprise books that I really, really loved this year. What about you?
I really love it. So I think in terms of for me this year, the prenup was a surprise because I was expecting one thing and then I got a whole different story. So that was a big one for me. Would Like to Meet, which comes out in December. It has everything that I love about a book except theme, and it worked for me. And that was actually what I liked. It was like a rom-com, meet cute, an adorable 7-year-old child who's like smarter than the grown-ups. It was just like really cute. And I really, when I finished reading, I was like, wow, this is a really good book for me.
So, I can't wait to read that. After you told me, and then I got it from NetGalley. I'm super excited to read that one.
Yeah. I read Waiting for Ken Hanks earlier this summer. And I was expecting like this whole, it's all going to be rom-com, it's going to be fun, it's going to be cute. And I hated the main character. And I had so many issues with the book. It was just like preaching rom-coms over and over. And I was like, I don't want to do this. So I was like, so when I read this one, the reason why I ended up getting it, it was I read a synopsis in BA, like literally like a paragraph saying like, this is just a rom-com, meet cute, something very, like very vague. And I remember just thinking like that book should be mine. I was like, I really think I need to read this. So I emailed the publisher and I requested an arc. They were like, we'll have it at the end of the summer. I was like, okay. And then I got it and I was like, let me read it. And it was just like, it was all rom-coms, but it worked. Like she was recreating the different rom-com meet cues, but it just made a thing. It made sense. You like, you think about it and you're like, does that work? Or you're like, oh, it doesn't work, you know? Yeah. So you see the comedy of errors with it. So I was really happy and pleasantly surprised. And I hope that it gets, you know, people read it when it comes out.
Yeah.
So
it's always fun to read something that you don't think you don't really know what to expect. And then you end up like loving it and wanting everybody to read it, you know?
Yeah.
So that's great. That's awesome.
Yeah. And then some of the surprises with the historical fiction, This Earl of Mine, which comes out in October and the author is going to be the podcast, is actually surprisingly really good. So the heroine goes to prison looking for a husband because she wanted to be a widow. So she was like, I'm looking for someone who's going to get hanged the next day. So she gets married, just so you know, I'll be a widow and I'll have freedom. And she ended up marrying, there was no guys who were going to be hanged the next day. So she's like, okay, well, what's the next best thing? So she ended up marrying this guy who turned out to be a spy. He was in person trying to get information. And he's not Earl. His brother is the Earl. So he's involved in the society and he's like, he knows her and he's like, hey, how's it going? After like a few weeks, like, I'm back. So they can't get divorced because that's a scandal. They aren't able to get annulled. So they realize, let's give it a try. And it was deliciously so good. It was like such a good marriage of convenience. I was like, this is so much fun. You know, who knew? Like, I'm going to prison to look for a husband. You're like,
that sounds like a really, I mean, just from you telling me about it, that sounds like something I would totally want to read. So yeah. I'm going to, I think I was offered that arc. I'll have to look into it.
Yeah, it's in that galley and it's so good. It was like historically, like she didn't apologize for what she wanted. She was like, she was good in business. She had a lot of money and she didn't apologize for having money. And, you know, sometimes you think in historical, it's like, oh, I'm just going to be a wallflower. I'm not going to be known for everything. She's like, no, I'm not apologizing. Like, this is who I am. So
yeah,
that was a really good book.
Yes. I love heroines like that. Like, yeah. they're not apologetic for who they are. And that's just, you know, you deal with it. That's who I am. So that's awesome. I'll have to look for that one.
Yeah. So are there any books that you read that we should skip?
Yes. So I read a few this year that I just could not get into them. And this is unpopular opinion because a lot of these have done fairly well. So they just didn't click with me. I didn't like The Highland Crown. Let me find out who wrote that one.
Mae McGoldrick.
Yeah, Mae McGoldrick. So I didn't like that one. I thought when I read the blurb that it was going to be a historical romance, but it was more like a historical suspense. I don't even know how to describe it. The romance was like way backseat, you know, so it wasn't really about the romance. And it was kind of left on a cliffhanger, and I don't like a lot of books that are left on cliffhangers. That's just me. You know, I know some people love that.
Yeah.
I was like, what? Like, what happened? Where's the closure to the story? You know, so I was not happy with that one. And then I Owe You One by Sophie Kinsella. Mm-hmm. I've read a few of her books, and I liked them okay. She's just not with me. She just doesn't click. I don't think I just don't read a lot of her books. And I didn't really like that one. I wanted the main character to just stand up for herself and tell her family and her friends what she wanted instead of always being trampled on. And she does eventually, you know, tell her brother and her family what she wants. But I wasn't a fan of that one. So those two are my unpopular opinion books that I did not really enjoy this
year. So I DNF I Owe You One. I end up DNFing it. So I was like, I tried to read it and I was like, nope, this is not for me. I remember writing my review and like, I was like, I'm sorry, but I had to DNF this. This is just not the stuff you thought I was looking for. You know, how many stuff is in the book? It needs to be like chick lit, kind of like fluffy, kind of like fun. You know, this was not it. So
it was not it. Yeah. I'm glad I wasn't the only one who.
No, you're not the only one. And then I did read The Highland. I just read The Highland Crown and The Highland Jewel. Okay. So I read the Paula book. I get it. It's the romance in the first one is like, it's insta lovey. It's like, we're together. We're married. You're like, okay. You're like, this is just like not much romance. I found there was more romance in the second book where we go back to the backstory. So they go back to when she was a physician, because it's the sister they follow with. So
yeah,
I found there was more romance in the second story, and there was more, I understood where the authors were going for. But it's definitely like the first one, I remember reading at the beginning and be like, why am I reading this?
Exactly. And that's how I was like, what the heck is going on? Like, what is this book, you know? And I liked it that she was a physician and she was a woman and she was very independent and she didn't really need him. You know what I mean? But then at the same time, it was just, I don't know. It didn't work for me, I guess.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. Not a room of
yeah. Exactly. And it doesn't work for everybody, right? So that, yeah. Those are my two unpopular opinions. But yeah, did you have any other ones? Or
I'm trying to think for me. Oh, Crashing the A-List. That came out this summer. They hate each other. And I love hate to lovers. But the romance was just not there. Like, he was like, they ended up getting together. And it was not steamy because the author doesn't believe in steam, which is like, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. I went to a talk where the author was there, and she was like, I did not know that you can actually go all the way. And I was like, yeah, that's romance.
Exactly.
So I was like, it was just like they hated each other. The hero was supposed to be Benedict Cumberbatch, or however you say that. The actor's name, that's how she based it on. And she's like, this is who he is. And he has like this obnoxious English name. And it was just like, it just did not work for me. Like, I remember just going through and I was like, okay, I'm just reading this. And I was like, why am I reading this? Like, one, it's taking me a couple of days to finish, which is not a good sign for romance.
Yeah.
And then two, it was like, there was no romance. Like, it was just like, it did not click.
Yeah, I need to get better about DNFing books because especially if it's an ARC, I feel like I owe it to the publisher to read it, you know, but if I'm not really passionate about it, it's really hard for me to want to finish it, you know, so that's just a personal thing that I usually still try to read it to the end, but just like you, like if it takes me like 3 or 4 days to read a book, that's generally not a good sign, right? Yeah. Because usually when we're into a book, you know, we'll read it fairly quickly. So, I think I had seen that book around. I don't think I even requested it from NetGalley because it just didn't seem like it was something that
I requested it because I was going to go to this event and I wanted to see if I'd like the offer. And then I just this offer is not for me.
It was just like, we know, right? Like, after you read the book, you're like, I think I'm going to stay away now. So, that's probably one of the best things about NetGalley is that you can read new to you authors. And if you don't, you know, like them, then you know that you don't like their style or whatever it might be.
So skip it. What books are in your TBR?
I have quite a few ARCs that are on my TBR. I have Twice in a Blue Moon by Christina Loren. I just haven't gotten around to reading that one yet. And then I have Love on Lexington Avenue by Lauren Lane, which is the second of the series, of the Central Park series. I have Would Like to Meet by Rachel Winters, which is the one that you talked about earlier. Get a Life, Chloe Brown by Talia Hibbert. And then I just got Pucked by Helena Hunting. Have you read that one yet?
Yes.
Have you read the Pucked series?
So
I have Pucked. Yeah, I have Pucked because I just see it everywhere, like on a bookstagram. And so I was like, I have to read one of these ones by Helena Hunting. And then I have Fumbled by Alexa Martin because I really like Intercepted by her. And then I have a historical romance, How to Love a Duke in 10 Days by Kerrigan Byrne. And I've never read anything by Kerrigan Byrne, but I've heard great things about her. So that's what's on my TBR. What about you?
So I read Twice in a Blue Moon. I like it. Mm-hmm. That was actually good. I did read Pucked series, and that's by far my favorite series for Helena Hunting. Like, that's where I discover her, and I will tell you, she's hilarious. Like, Violet is my spirit animal. That's how much I love the series. So
somehow I got to, like, chatting with Helena Hunting on Instagram, and she's like, you've been warned. Like, Violet's kind of just out there, so I'm just warning you right now.
She's out there. Like, and I'm like, she has a new series coming up this year, and there's a spinoff from the Pucked series. She's like, and I met her this year, and she said, you already know the hero. I was like, okay, I need to reread Pucked now. So the hero from the new series comes into the books. But they're laugh out funny. They're so good. So
okay, awesome. I'm super excited to read it.
So my TBR, I had the Bridgerton series, which is like I'm going all the way historical fiction. So there's like 8 books, I think, from the yeah. series, and there's like 4 books in the prequel. So I got enough wow. books to read.
So, yes, you'll have to space that out. I haven't read any of them either. So I'm anxious to see what you think about them.
I'm reading The Duke and I. So I started yesterday because I finished Tess and Dare, The Duchess Seal, and The Governor's Game yesterday. So I was like, mm-hmm. oh, let me just read The Duke and I. I started an audio, and for me and audio are not a good fit. Like I can listen to podcasts at work, but audiobooks, it's really difficult to get to concentrate. So mm-hmm. so I decided, I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna switch it. I got the Kindle version and I'm gonna read it. And I read yeah. half of the book, so I'm like 50% of the book, like in a few hours. Yeah. And it was so good. So I'm like curious to see how the TV show compares to it. Mm-hmm. But I can hear the casting. I can see the casting now that it's been casted. Like, you see Julie Andrews being Lady Whistledown and all these different things. I like it. I really do like the series a lot.
Okay, good. That's awesome. I'll have to see if like my library has it or if I can check them out.
Yeah. Yeah, they're fairly old. They're like, they were published in 2000. Yeah, they are, right? Yeah, they were published in 2000. I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. So, but I love that the series is complete. So I'm like, I don't have to wait until like months or a year for the next book in the series, which is right now. I have to wait a week. So it's like, it's a wait. It's just too bad.
I can do that.
Yeah, I can wait a week, but you know, but like waiting a year for the next book in the series is like, I don't want to. So
it is. Yeah. And everybody stays fresh in your mind and you know who is, and you don't have to go back and be like, who is that person again? So I get what you're saying.
Yeah. So I have a series to look forward to it. I love series. Mm-hmm. I think that's for me. It's my favorite kind of reading. So I'm looking forward to the next month to be diving into this world.
Yeah. Me too. I love series too.
So thank you, Tash, for being in the show.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, Laura. This was so much fun talking books, romance with somebody else who also reads romance. So much fun.
Yes, it was so much fun. So thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We'll be back next week with a brand new author interview. If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider leaving a review on iTunes. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatreadnextblog.com/sponsorships. To learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you once for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.